This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1375, IELTS synonyms for sizes and amounts.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You will definitely need vocabulary for sizes and amounts on IELTS, but words like good, bad, big, and small are extremely low scoring. Today, we'll teach you band 9 synonyms for these, as well as common mistakes to avoid. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, we're talking about some amazing vocabulary today, vocabulary that students can use on speaking and writing task 1 and writing task 2. All over the place.
Absolutely. The vocabulary you will learn in this episode will be the most useful on both speaking and writing, for sure. Of anything else you can learn, it's guaranteed to come up on every IELTS exam.
100%. So we are talking about vocabulary for sizes and amounts. And it's not just on writing task 1, because you know academic task 1, you need this vocabulary. But this vocab is for speaking too, like talking about how big something is or a lot of things, right?
Yes, and writing task 2, you often are needing to talk about how much needs to change. How big is the change?
Totally.
What is the amount of change that needs to happen?
Totally. So this was inspired, I believe, by a student in our course who posted some synonyms for big, small, blah, blah, blah. And some of the synonyms were not useful. So today, guys, we are going to tell you the best synonyms for these sizes and also vocabulary that you need to be careful of, because even if you see it on a list online, it doesn't actually mean the same as big and small.
Exactly. If you are pulling synonyms from a thesaurus or even vocab lists online, you very easily could use a word that doesn't quite mean the same as these more simple words like big, small, good, bad. Some of them are a more specific context, so you need to be aware of that, or it can pull down your vocabulary score.
Exactly, exactly. So let's get into this list, Aubrey. The first is big, right? Big is the easiest word. Guys, never say this word in speaking or writing. What can we use instead of big?
Yes, we're going to share 3 band 9 alternatives. Colossal.
I love that
enormous
word.
Enormous and gigantic. So if you see yourself write big or you're about to say it on the speaking exam, all 3 of these are much higher scoring synonyms.
But make sure that you are using them correctly, right? It's not just big, right? It's huge. It is very, very big. So it wouldn't make sense to say like, in my living room, I think the most comfortable piece of furniture is a colossal couch that I have. It fits like 3 people.
Right. Unless it really is a gigantic couch, that wouldn't make sense. That's a good point. These are more replacing, if you want to say extremely big or right. very big, instead use one of these alternatives.
And as we go through this list today, guys, we will put this in our blog. So go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is episode 1375. So you can go there to see all this vocabulary as well. And also, guys, real fast, the last episode we did, 1374, some more great vocab. We gave you band nine synonyms for the word honestly. So if you didn't, hear that, scroll up. That was the very last episode. And make sure to hit follow so you don't miss another great vocab episode. All right, so let's go from big to small. What can we say instead of small?
Yes, two great alternatives are miniature and microscopic. That Love this it. Student provided these, but this is one of our warnings here. The student also shared the word insignificant, which, depending on the context, this doesn't always mean small. I couldn't say that the couch in my room is insignificant because only talking about size when we talk about small for objects. Insignificant means more like unimportant.
Right, exactly. So if you're talking about your job and speaking part one, and the examiner asks, like, what do you not like about your job? Very common question. You could use this to describe like small problems that, you know, they're a problem, but it doesn't really matter. So you could say, well, I mean, there are some things I don't like, but ultimately they're all pretty insignificant. Like, I guess my coworkers talk too much, but it doesn't, right. you know, it doesn't ruin my life.
I hear this a lot for details, to say tiny, insignificant details.
Yeah.
Sure, it means the same as small details, but really what that means is unimportant details.
Right. So it's more like the idea of something not mattering a lot, right? We use it to describe small ideas, small problems, but not like physical size usually.
Exactly. This could cause a problem if you are wanting to describe a restaurant as small and you call it insignificant. It might be very clear to the examiner that you don't actually know the meaning of that word. So this is red warning flags. Be careful with insignificant. Doesn't always mean small. It does not mean physically small.
Exactly. And miniature and microscopic. These are also like extremely small, right? So make sure that you're using those correctly. All right. Now, the next word that everybody says all the time, good. Oh, please don't say good. Don't say good. Don't say nice. What can we say instead of that?
Yes, there are so many higher scoring options, right? Exceptional is a good one for very good. And then if you want to talk about something just being kind of good, satisfactory is also a great word. And then this is another one where warnings, if you use the word valuable to mean good, doesn't always, it's not a direct synonym. I couldn't say that, you know, this rock is a good rock. It's not valuable. I mean, I couldn't say it's a valuable rock. That means it's worth a lot. It has a lot of value. So even though something could be good, it's not necessarily valuable.
Exactly. Valuable is really only with money, I would say, because it does have other definitions for sure, but those are more complex. There's a lot more involved in the connotation when we use valuable. So I would, if I were you guys, reserve this word for something specifically meaning a lot of money, like worth a lot of money.
Simple words on IELTS like good, bad, or big and small will not get you the band 9 score that you're looking for. Those who do score high on IELTS tend to use a lot of different tools to prepare for IELTS. One of these tools for you could be Rosetta Stone. It will get you ready for test day because there are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in English, which will come in handy when you get nervous on the speaking test. And don't forget that pronunciation is part of your score too. Rosetta Stone users love the speech recognition feature. As you practice speaking, Rosetta Stone uses advanced voice recognition technology to match your audio to audio from native speakers, and then gives you feedback on how well you're pronouncing words so you can walk into test day with correct pronunciation. So add Rosetta Stone to your study plan today. For a limited time, IELTS Energy listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today.
All right, awesome. Let's move on to bad. Ooh. Again, boring word, right? Band five. We don't want to use any of these vocabulary words that you learned in your first year of English. We want to use better vocabulary to get a 7 or higher. So instead of bad, right? If something is really bad, you could say it's dreadful. It's awful. And here is something you'll see in the thesaurus as a synonym for bad, which is poor. I do not like this because so many students use this incorrectly. And honestly, we don't even use the word poor to describe, to say something is bad, unless it's like poor quality. That's really the only time I hear this used as bad.
Absolutely, right? We might say poor grammar, poor vocabulary, but we really don't use that in daily conversation. So it would be strange on a speaking part one answer. I agree, Jessica. I would say eliminate this entirely. Also, it's not really higher scoring than bad. It's not impressive. And there are so many more interesting ways to say this. Dreadful, I love. If a student said dreadful on the speaking exam, that's band nine.
I love it so much. I've heard a lot of students mistakenly use the word poor. I think it must be on some vocabulary lists out there because I've heard so many students say, like, my English is poor. And no, it's not. You can't say that. Like, we don't say that. You know what I mean? Yes. So you could say your English is bad, right? That makes sense. But again, if you're listening to us, you shouldn't say that because your English is awesome. So let's move on. We have three more here. A lot. Now, again, guys, we use this all the time. I know, but on IELTS, you have to use better vocabulary than common daily words. So what can we say instead of a lot?
Yeah, you could say a great deal of, a vast amount of, or plenty. In our course, we share a lot of synonyms for this because on writing task one, you're guaranteed to need to say this. So you could say like a noticeable or remarkable amount of. There are a lot of really interesting phrases. Avoid saying a lot.
And I really love the word plenty. It is a short word for sure, but you know why it's great, guys? Not a lot of students use this word. And it's an interesting gap because natives say this all the time to mean like a lot, right? Or good like point. More than enough. I would say plenty also means just more than enough. In a good way, right? Not too much. But we use this a lot. And so this is great for speaking part one and part two because it's not a word that a lot of students use.
Right. If you're talking about restaurants, for example, to say there are plenty of restaurants in the town where I live, but my favorite is, what you're saying is there are more than enough, right? There's a satisfactory amount of restaurants.
Totally. All right. Now, instead of saying very, right, adverb that is way overused, you do have to remember to use adverbs because these are really easy ways to fit more great vocabulary in there. So instead of saying very, say extremely, or here's a great one, tremendously, such a good word. Now, if you look in the thesaurus, it also says excessively is a synonym for very. No, it's a different meaning, right?
Exactly. This means too much.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to say like very impressive and you say excessively impressive, that means something else. It has a negative connotation of like too much. We're going overboard now. This is a mistake that we see students make a lot. So don't use excessively if what you intend to mean is very.
Right. So let's go back to my example of like having coworkers that talk a lot, right? You could say instead of my coworkers talk a lot, you could say my coworkers talk excessively, right? So I would say excessively. I know. I mean, look around. I don't have any coworkers here. And when I am talking to my coworkers, like you, Aubrey, we do talk a lot. It's not excessive. It is a great amount.
Exactly. Tremendously, extremely, absolutely, right? You have to recognize there's this negative connotation.
Right.
So avoid using this. It does not, it means too, way too much.
Exactly, exactly. All right, guys. So let's recap what you learned today. And remember, go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 1375. Read the blog post for this, guys, so you can see all of this vocabulary, okay? Because you do need to write these down in your vocab notebook for IELTS. So big, say enormous, colossal, or gigantic. What can we say instead of small?
For small, you can say miniature, microscopic. For good, exceptional or satisfactory. Mm-hmm. For bad, dreadful and awful.
Nice. And then for a lot, a great deal, a vast amount, or plenty, which is, that's my word of the day, plenty.
I love that word.
And then the last one, very, we say extremely or tremendously. Remember, guys, the reason you need these words is to stand out on IELTS. Do not sound like every other student who just memorized words in a textbook or used the wrong words from a thesaurus.
Yes, look for these when you proofread your IELTS essays. And if you see any of these, a lot, very good, bad, cross it off and write one of these better options above. You don't have to erase, doesn't have to be clean as long as the examiner sees, ooh, that's impressive. They cross this out because they knew a higher scoring word.
Exactly, exactly. All right, guys, that is your IELTS vocabulary lesson for today. And come back on the next episode on Friday, because what are we talking about, Aubrey? Something great.
Oh, yes, this is exciting. I'm excited for this one. We are sharing a very difficult task to essay with strategies, what to do when you get topics that you are unfamiliar with.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. So we will be back on Friday with that episode, guys. All right, Aubrey, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.